Country Club FM.
All right, here we go. It is that time. Time for the almanac.
I'm ready.
In your seats, ready to go. Monday, we want to have a purpose here today. We want to be on task on Monday's almanac. Just kind of get going. All the talking. Friday, you can kind of go about your business.
Sure.
And not really get anything taken care of. Just got a lot of talking.
I'm going to try and do a little fact checking if need be.
Okay.
While we're going here.
I heard you over there stretching and popping your knuckles and things like that.
Sure.
Do you pop knuckles or do you crack them?
Crack.
Crack them and pop them, although they sound sometimes more like a pop than a crack.
Yeah.
Think about that for a moment. Today is Monday, February 13th, 44th day of the year, 1542. We had another beheading.
Oh, no.
They're just coming at us fast and furious here.
Guillotine style?
I don't know. It doesn't say the method. Catherine Howard, she was the Duchess of Nottingham because she at one point was the queen, then she wasn't the queen. And when she wasn't the queen, when she was the duchess, she was executed, beheaded, 1542, the fifth wife of Henry VIII, and she committed adultery.
Oh.
So she was executed on the grounds of treason for committing adultery while married to the king.
Bad idea.
King Henry VIII, that was 1542. 1741, because they needed something to read while they were in the outhouse. Mm-hmm. American Magazine published for the first time. First magazine in the American colonies. 1741. Also, 18th century dentists needed something in their waiting room.
Sure.
So they finally got a magazine. It was the American Magazine. 1875, a gal by the name of Mrs. Edna Canoose gave birth to America's first quintuplets.
Oh.
Sad part is, all five of the baby boys died within 2 weeks. They couldn't keep them alive. Just didn't have the medical wherewithal at that time, 1875. 1883, we lost composer Richard Wagner.
Sure.
Wagner died. He was 69 on this date. Gave us many notable works, none of which I can name right now.
Nope.
1935, Bruno Richard Hauptmann found guilty of first-degree murder and the kidnapping death of aviator Charles Lindbergh's infant son. The Lindbergh baby, 1935. Bruno Richard Hauptmann, bad man.
Didn't they find some of the money, like, in his garage or something?
Yeah, they traced the money. They had marked bills, and they traced the money, and they found it. They tied him to it, and then he was later executed as a result, 1935. 1955, Israel acquired 4 of the 7 Dead Sea Scrolls. 4 of the 7. The other 3, unfortunately, some guy found them and used them to line his birdcage.
Oh, that was unfortunate.
Not good use of the Dead Sea Scrolls. At least we got 4 of them. That was back in 55. Let's jump all the way to 2000. Charles Schulz's final peanut strip ran in Sunday newspapers. The final new Charles Schulz Peanuts comic strip. That was the day after the cartoonist died in his sleep at his California home. Of course, as you know, he's from St. Paul. He is and was 77 when he passed away on this date 17 years ago. 2002 on this date. Let's go back 15 years.
Of light of my life.
Sad day in music. This date, country music, all music. The great Waylon Jennings passed away. He's only 64.
Of man.
Complications of diabetes, Jim.
Yeah, he had been in a wheelchair. He had been still making appearances, but in the wheelchair.
He didn't
manage his diabetes.
No, he didn't alter properly. His lifestyle, his diet. He He lived hard.
He was an outlaw.
I remember
he made his own laws.
The time I introduced him at the Medina, he was a wreck.
Mm-hmm. And what year would that have been?
This was shortly before 2004. I want to say 2002 or 3, and boy, bloodshot eyes, smelled of alcohol. It was not great. Wow. It was not great. It was unfortunate.
I recall playing a salute to Waylon that day on these very airwaves.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. Yeah,
2002.
I remain, as you know, a huge Waylon fan.
One of the greatest of all time. 2008 on this date, he's one of the great pitchers of all time, and he also is pretty good at making up words.
Once again, Mr. Commerce, I think he misremembers the conversation that we had. Andy and I's relationship was close enough to know that if I would have known that he had done HGH, which I now know, that he would, if he was knowing that I had taken HGH, we would have talked about the subject.
There's Roger Clemens. He's denying having taken performance-enhancing drugs and testimony before Congress and the word misremembered.
Yes.
Born.
Yes.
And probably should be in the dictionary by now. They usually do that to new words. Misremember 2008. Again, not really good for baseball and some of our cherished stars, guys who did so well. Roger Clemens, you would put him under the category of?
Cheater.
2013, Pope Benedict appeared at his final public mass as leader of the Roman Catholic Church 2 days after announcing his plans to resign from the papacy, or papacy, if you will. And who do we have now? We have Francis. I'm Lutheran, so I don't pay any attention.
I think it is Francis. Yep. Yeah, pretty
2016,
sure.
Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia died in his sleep on this date. That was a year ago. He was 79. Of course, that set up the stage for a year-long, almost a full year of politics going back and forth, blocking President Obama from appointing and nominating somebody. And we do have a nomination. Neil Gorsuch right now is the nominee. And now he has to go through the approval and confirmation process, which could be another lengthy process. 2016 is when we lost Antonin Scalia. And he was there for a while. He had been appointed to the court in 86 by Ronald Reagan.
I was
going to
say, it was in the 80s for sure.
So he was there 30 years.
Wow.
Let's move on to birthdays here today. This guy, he liked to go fast.
Yes, he did.
This AC fire ring spark plug is no bigger than a bullet.
Yet it's engineered to give you up to 30,000 miles of reliable performance. Never wait for trouble.
Never wait for trouble. That was his line. A little AC Delco. He'll tell you about AC Delco batteries and spark plugs.
Yes, he will.
With a grin in his eye, and he likes to go fast. He's the first person to break the sound barrier. Chuck Yeager.
What was it? The Salt Flats?
Salt Flats. The old lake bottoms there out in the desert.
Yep.
General Chuck Yeager, 94 today. Actress.
Wow.
Actress Kim Novak is 84 today. She was in Picnic and, of course, opposite Jimmy Stewart in Vertigo.
Scott, I'm not mad. I don't want to die. There's someone within me, and she says I must die.
Vertigo was a great Alfred Hitchcock movie, a psychological thriller. And Kim Novak is 84 today.
Rather fetching in her day,
I would say.
Yeah.
George Segal Jr. is 83 today. He is currently on the show The Goldbergs. He plays Pops. He's the grandfather on Goldbergs. And, of course, he was also the boss on Just Shoot Me.
Yeah.
Dennis, I see this magazine as my castle, and you are, for lack of a better word, my gargoyle.
Nice.
What I'm trying to say is you have to make the staff respect you the same way they respect me.
Yeah, of course Nina respects you. You're the boss, and she's two paychecks away from lap dancing at a Mexican truck stop.
David Spade, always funny.
Yeah.
George, I don't know if it's Segal or Segal. I'm saying I'm going to go Segal.
I hear it both ways, but I always win Segal.
He is 83 today. Happy birthday to him. 1/4 of the monkeys. Can you guess which one? We know it's not Davy Jones because he's passed.
He's passed.
Could be Mickey Dolenz.
Could be Michael Nesmith. Or it could be
It is Peter Tork. He was kind of the blonde-haired one. He is 75 today from the Monkees. That was a quirky show that they were on.
Was.
But it was popular. Happy birthday, Peter Tork. He's 75 today. Stockard Channing.
This goody two-shoes makes me want to barf.
There's Rizzo. She's Rizzo from Grease. Stockard Channing, happy birthday. She was on The West Wing and won some Emmys there. Was she the first lady in The West Wing? Or was she part of the staff?
Was that with Martin?
Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
73 for her today.
Sounds
also
right.
Most recently on The Good Wife. She is 73 today. Jerry Springer, he took controversial game shows to a new level. Adversaries going onto the stage and battling and shouting,
a lot of
and
staging.
Yelling and you know, basically putting a cat and a dog up there that
they
don't
are,
like each other, and then they just fight.
On the Today Show this week, they're bringing them all back: Springer, Povich,
Montel Williams.
All these guys that had these Geraldo. They're all doing kind of, I don't know if, I think they're bringing them all back in kind of a where are they now. And,
right.
And, you know, the 90s, these talk shows were running rampant.
Confrontational would be a good word to use to describe the Jerry Springer Show. Jerry. He is 73 today.
Now there's some weird characters out there.
He was the host of America's Got Talent the first few years. And he, also don't forget, he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jerry Springer was in politics and a former mayor of a major city in this country. And then he went on to host the Jerry Springer Show.
And he was an actor. He played himself in an Austin Powers movie. Remember?
Scott Evil. That was good stuff. He is 73 today. Pretty good basketball coach. In fact, he is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball now. Coach Mike Krzyzewski. They say Coach K, because it's hard to pronounce, but yes. Mike Krzyzewski is 70 today. Happy birthday to him. What is he? He's won four national titles, at least one of them here.
Yes.
Did they win two here? I know they won the first one here, but Duke was the champion that first year here with Christian Leitner in 92. And was there another Final Four here that they won? That would be a good fact-checking. Mike Krzyzewski is 70 today. Peter Gabriel started with the band Genesis, went solo with songs like Shock the Monkey and Big Time. Here's his big hit, In Your Eyes, famously in the movie called Say Anything with John Cusack, and then he's got the boombox over his head. He's serenading his girlfriend with the boombox over his head, playing this song. Peter Gabriel is 67 today. He was a pepper.
He's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Would you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Come on!
Be a pepper.
David Naughton is 66. He had a little pop hit with a song called Making It, which was also the theme to a show that he was on. David Naughton. And he was an American Werewolf in London.
Oh, very nice.
And he actually lost his gig doing the Dr. Pepper endorsements and jingles because he appeared nude without sans clothes as the werewolf. Plenty of hair, but no clothes, and Dr. Pepper didn't like that. He was no longer a pepper, an American Werewolf in London.
They need to lighten up a little bit.
You're Dr. Pepper. Come on. That was 66 today for David Naughton. Randy Moss is 40 today. Randy Moss, He plays when he wants to play. And does he write checks? We're not sure.
If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. That's Randy Moss. How did he change the game in 1998? It was amazing.
Yeah.
His influence, and obviously the 98 season, 15-1. It ended in heartbreak, but still...
unbelievable.
A freak of an athlete. And the games that he had, the game against Green Bay, the games against Dallas. Go deep. Throw it deep to Moss.
The Thanksgiving game, against Dallas was phenomenal. He only caught like three passes that day, but they were all like 50-yard bomb touchdowns. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. He is 40 today. He's now working on ESPN, and he is arguably one of the top receivers of all time.
Will he be a first ballot Hall of Famer next year?
That's a good question. Terrell Owens wasn't.
Yeah.
And they both had their issues.
And they both
on-field issues. Randy Moss. You could say the mercurial Randy Moss.
Yes.
40 here today. And Prince Jackson, who's the oldest son of Michael Jackson. Uh-huh. Prince Jackson. He is 20 today.
Let's go gone but not forgotten here, Jimmy. Former First Lady Bess Truman. She was born on this day in 1885, and as it worked out, she was married to President Harry S. Truman. That's why they had the same last name. She was born on this day, 1885. American Gothic, you remember the painting? Very famous painting, done by artist Grant Wood, born on this day, 1891. She was one of the McGuire sisters.
Which one is it?
Dorothy. And she can sing with her sisters. Wasn't there a Minnesota connection here?
No, that was, you're thinking of the Andrews sisters.
Yeah. McGuire sisters, Dorothy McGuire, born on this day, 1916. She was a great golfer, and she won a tournament here in the 50s.
She's from Minnesota.
Yes. We are talking about LPGA Hall of Famer, Patty Berg.
She actually played football. She was playing football.
She was a great athlete.
When she was, she could excel at any sport. She chose golf and went on to be one of the first influential members of the LPGA.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the reason, one of the reasons why women's golf exploded at that time, I'm sure.
1918 for the very talented Patty Berg. Tony Award-winning set designer Oliver Smith. He won Tonys for some pretty good productions on Broadway, including My Fair Lady, West Side Story, The Sound of Music, Camelot, Hello Dolly, The Odd Couple.
He knew how to put hammer to nail.
Boy.
And paintbrush to wood.
Yeah, those are the biggest Broadway productions of all time. He had his hand in them. Oliver Smith, 1918. A year later, 1919, the great country music Hall of Famer, Tennessee, Ernie Ford.
I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em, milk 'em in the evening blues. This old
everybody knows 16 tons, but how about this one?
Got me blue down to my shoes. I get up every morning for anything stirs. I get smacked with a tail full of cuckold burrs. I got the milk them in the morning.
It's for all of our dairy farming friends out there.
The
milk them in the morning blues. Might be the only song where they use the word heifer.
Could be. That one, he's got a very distinctive sound, no doubt about it. Tennessee Ernie Ford, born on this day, 1919. Same day, same year, he shares a birthday. He did when they were both alive with one of the winningest football coaches of all time. He was, for a long time, the leader at the Division One level.
John Gilardi, actually, as far as all coaches surpassed him.
Eddie Robinson, he was at Grambling State forever, born on this day, 1919. 1920 on this day, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, Boudelow O'Brien. His real name was Diodorius Boudelow Bryant.
So he had those two names to choose from, and he chose Boudelow.
Boudelow over Diodorius, and he was married to Felice Bryant, and she had a much different real name than that as well. But together, they formed maybe the greatest husband and wife songwriting duo of all time. They wrote Rocky Top, which did pretty well. They wrote several Everly Brothers hits, including Wake Up Little Susie, All I Do Is Dream, also Bye Bye Love. How about Blue Boy by Jim Reeves? How about You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma? How about Devoted to You by the Beach Boys? And they had a secretary. Their secretary, her name was Bobby McGee. And that would eventually be a song written by Kris Kristofferson called Me and Bobby McGee. Yeah. That was about their secretary. Kind of a little tidbit for you there. Born on this day in 1920, Diodorus Boudelow Bryant. Also, actor Oliver Reed was born on this day in 1938. You may remember him. And Loverboy bassist Scott Smith. Boy, Loverboy.
Working for the weekend.
Yeah, working for the weekend. Great, too. Born on this day, 1955. And we had one other one. You recognize, was there what, three brothers?
Four of them. There's four. Vic. Yeah, those are the two I can always remember.
Yeah, Vic and Ed.
There's Gene, and there's another one.
Yeah. One of the Ames brothers, Gene Ames, was born on this day, 1925. And we close.
He is gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah, we close with a little Ames Brothers music here tonight.
All right, that's going to do it for today's Bob Almanac, Bob FM. We got Tom Lyons on the line. He'll join us next. Okay. 30 degrees right now. Thanks for joining us for the Bob Almanac on the Bob Morning Show.